Hi, I'm Mike Payne from Christian Voice New Zealand. The internet, the place where everybody gets their misinformation from, unlike mainstream media, yeah right, has been for a while been buzzing about the Great Reset. Now that term has been trending on Facebook and Twitter, and even Time magazine featured a cover article about it. Like many people, I've scoffed at suggestions of conspiracy where people manipulate governments. But you know what? The more I investigate and compare what's happening, I can only say to those conspiracy theorists who live on the fringe, you know, you're correct in saying the Great Reset is no conspiracy theory. Without a doubt, the World Economic Forum wants change. Well, nothing really wrong with that, but its influence this organisation has is frightening. Look, here's some facts. The following comes directly from the official website of the World Economic Forum. It says there's an urgent need for global stakeholders to cooperate in simultaneously managing the direct consequences of the COVID-19 crisis. Now, to improve the state of the World Economic Forum is starting the Great Reset Initiative. Now, according to the WEF, the Great Reset is a unique window of opportunity for global leaders to shape the future state of global relations, the direction of national economies, the priorities of societies, the nature of business models, and the management of global commons. Drawing from the vision and vast expertise of the leaders engaged across the forum's communities, the Great Reset Initiative has a set of dimensions to build a new social contract that honours the dignity of every human being. In other words, the Great Reset is essentially just an updated blueprint for a new world order. But what is a new world order? Is this another conspiracy theory perpetuated by Christianity? And it's one that I'll cover off in a future podcast. Meanwhile, the man behind the Great Reset is a man named Klaus Schwab. He's the founder and executive chairman of the WEF Forum. In an article by Schwab on their website entitled Now is the Time for a Great Reset, he's very open about the fact that he wants to revamp all aspects of our societies and economies. This means all aspects of human activity would fall under his plan. And he said that every country, from the United States through to China, must participate, and every industry, from oil and gas to tech, must be transformed. In short, Schwab says, we need a great reset of capitalism. And that, my friends, should have alarm bells ringing, because we're seeing changes in our country, which is foreign to us as New Zealanders. When people start talking about dramatic changes to capitalism, usually what they mean is that we should move even more in the direction of socialism. In the lead-up to the 2017 election, Jacinda Ardern, a student of Schwab's, admitted in an interview, she said capitalism has failed and signalled a major economic shift was required. According to Schwab, there are three main components to the Great Reset. The first involves reforming our economic systems so that they will promote more equitable outcomes. Moreover, governments should implement long overdue reforms that promote more equitable outcomes. Depending on the country, these may include changes to wealth taxes, the withdrawal of fossil fuel subsidies, and new rules governing intellectual property trade and competition. Unfortunately, I think that he means the exact same thing that Ardern means when she talks about more equitable outcomes. Secondly, Schwab says that one of the main components of the Great Reset would involve massive government investments in green urban infrastructure and other similar projects. The second component of the Great Reset agenda would ensure that investments advance shared goals, such as equality and sustainability. Here, the large-scale spending programs that many governments are implementing represent a major opportunity for progress. Thirdly, Schwab envisions applying the innovations that we've witnessed during the COVID pandemic as a model for every sector of society. You know, the third and final priority of the Great Reset agenda is to harness the innovations of the Fourth Industrial Revolution to support the public good, especially by addressing health and social challenges. Through the COVID-19 crisis, companies, universities and others have joined forces to develop diagnostics, therapeutics and possible vaccines, establishing testing centres, creating mechanisms for tracing infections and deliver telemedicine. Imagine what could be possible if similar concerted efforts were made in every sector. In other words, Schwab thinks that the global response to the COVID pandemic can be a blueprint for governing every area in our lives moving forward. Or doesn't that just sound wonderful? The globalist envisions a sustainable future in which all forms of human activity are very closely monitored and controlled for the good of the planet. They are entirely convinced that a global system in which all the nations of the world are increasingly integrated is what is best for humanity. But those of us that are resisting the globalists understand that a one world system will inevitably evolve into a complete and utter global nightmare. You know, globalist politicians like Canada's Justin Trudeau, France's Macron, Germany's Merkel, and influencers such as Sir David Attenborough and Greta Thunberg, and New Zealand politicians Jacinda Ardern and Grant Robertson, they continue to try to convince all of us plans such as the Great Reset do not even exist, even as the globalist organisations such as the World Economic Forum are publicly announcing their plans right out in the open. So the Great Reset, is it a conspiracy or is it a sign of lawlessness perpetuated to overtake a society by stealth? Paul advised the congregation of Thessalonica, the coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with how Satan works. He will use all sorts of displays of power through signs and wonders that serve the lie. And all the ways that wickedness deceives those who are perishing, they perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they'll believe the lie and so that all will not be condemned who have not believed the truth but have delighted in wickedness. My friends, many in times like these, it is absolutely imperative to think for yourself because deception is everywhere and those that tell the truth are often greatly ridiculed. Those who speak about the Great Reset, Agenda 2030 and Agenda 2050, they should not be dismissed. Just like the scriptures found in the Bible, they all have a message which will impact lives, families, communities and countries.
Thank you for listening. You can hear more podcasts like this by subscribing to Christian Voice New Zealand, now available on Spotify, Podbean, iHeartRadio and Tumblr. For more information about our work or your move to donate, jump online to our webpage, christianvoicenewzealand.com.